With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. 1 month into the war, Iran has still control of the Strait of Hormuz.
The American-Israeli war on Iran has reached the one-month mark, and Tehran is still hanging on and using insurgent-like tactics to maintain its pressure both on its enemies and the global economy. Now, on the economy, that pressure really comes from its chokehold it holds on the Strait of Hormuz. That's the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf through which about a fifth of all oil and natural gas traded once passed. Now Iran controls who goes through the strait and when. And that pressure is largely from the threat of it using drones and missiles on ships passing through without permission. That has stopped that traffic.
Correspondent John Gambrell. The House Ethics Committee has determined that a Democratic congresswoman violated numerous rules and ethics standards.
After meeting for several hours Thursday night, the congressional panel found that Democrat Sheila Sherfalus McCormick of Florida committed 25 ethics violations. The allegations center around her receipt of millions of dollars from her family's health care business after Florida made an overpayment. It's a ruling that could give momentum to a GOP push to expel her from Congress. The committee said it would recommend a punishment in the coming weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Republicans passed a short-term funding patch for the DHS over the fierce objections of Democratic lawmakers late last night. House lawmakers voted 213 to 203, largely along party lines, to approve a two-month funding extension for the beleaguered department. President Trump has signed a promised executive action that will pay TSA employees after a bid to end the shutdown of the DHS abruptly fell apart in Congress. The president signed the action yesterday with an eye toward easing long security lines at many of the nation's top airports. This is SRN News. The abortion rate is soaring in the United Kingdom.
According to the latest government statistics, there were just about 300,000 abortions in the UK in 2023, the last year for which all the numbers are in. Consider that there were only about 600,000 live births in the country during the same period, and the problem pro-life advocates are trying to highlight comes into sharp focus. Meanwhile, the British government is moving to decriminalize abortion up to the moment of birth. Michael Harrington reporting.
A bill under consideration in Idaho would make it a crime for men to use women's restrooms even inside privately owned businesses. At least 19 states, including Idaho, already have laws barring transgender people from using whatever bathrooms and changing rooms they wish in schools and other public places. But none of the other statutes apply as broadly to private businesses as the Idaho bill, which covers any place of public accommodation. If passed, violators could spend a year in jail. This is SRN News. Microsoft is taking over a data center construction project in Texas after OpenAI declined to pursue it.
It's a move that will make the two companies neighbors at one of the nation's largest complexes for running artificial intelligence. Data center developer Crusoe said on Friday it's working with Microsoft to build two new AI factory buildings and an on-site power plant in Abilene. That's right next door to where Crusoe has already been building an even larger computing campus for OpenAI and Oracle. Bob Agner reporting.
Officials say Tiger Woods has been released on bail hours after he was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. Officials say his Land Rover clipped a truck and rolled onto its side. Florida law requires he spend at least 8 hours in jail before he could post bail. He was not injured in the crash. Sheriff John Busnick says Woods had been traveling at high speeds on a residential road after the crash showed signs of impairment. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.